piece of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.11 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Camp Arrowhead Road, also known as Road 279, within the Bayfront subdivision, and being southeast of Marsh Island Avenue, 525 feet west of Rachel Avenue. Just provide to you a copy of a three-ring binder. It's an exhibit booklet, which was submitted for the commission's review. Contains an overview, which includes copies of the application form, a letter from the applicant in reference to attendance at meetings, copies of advertisements, a chronology referencing the wastewater treatment facility, a colored site plan, a color map of parcels in the area showing the area to be served in green, photographs for the entrance sign to Bayfront in the wastewater treatment facility at Bayfront, photographs of the interior of the wastewater treatment facility at Bayfront, photographs of the rapid infiltration basin at Bayfront, a listing of treatment standards, copies of excerpts from the commission minutes on Boca East LLC, which was subdivision number 2002-43, copies of the Boca East LLC DENREC permit number 204435 and attachments, copy of a letter from DENREC's Division of Water Resources, copy of a certification of public convenience and necessity to provide wastewater services for Herring Point as approved by the State Public Service Commission, a copy of the application filed with the State Public Service Commission by Tidewater Utilities Incorporated for the facility and area with attached maps, expansions, information relating to the conditional use application for this project, and a large aerial map of the area. Commission also heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Division, the Sussex Conservation District. The applicant also provided suggested findings of facts and suggested condition of approval for the Commission's consideration. The Commission found that Bruce Patrick of Tidewater Utilities was present with Dennis Schrader, attorney, and gave presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission deferred action for further consideration. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date. And if you have any questions.
Is this in one of our sewer districts?
This is in the area that was just described to you earlier in the presentation, I believe, by Mr. Archer.
It's in the proposed sewer.
Proposed sewer area.
It's not in one.
It is not in a sewer district. If you're familiar, Mr. Cole, Dennis Schrader, on behalf of the applicant, it is not in a district. It is in an area where it's been proposed that petitions be circulated.
That was what we heard this morning earlier.
It is in that area. Okay.
In a study area.
It's not even in a study.
Excuse me, sir.
There's not a chair.
Schrader, go ahead.
There's no objection, right?
How you doing, gentlemen?
They have met with the engineering department, and there's not objections from Mr. Rizzo.
Correct. In fact, Mr. Rizzo is asking that we may expand the area of our service rather than oppose the application. But I'll let Mr. Patrick describe that when we get to him in a few minutes. But again, for the benefit of the record, there is not now currently an existing sanitary sewer district in which this application is being made. And significantly, Mr. Cole, it should be noted that there is a certificate of public convenience and necessity issued by the Public Service Commission, which may very well preempt the county from granting a sewer district in that area. But that is also something for a later date and discussions with the county engineering department. Gentlemen, what we have for you, let me introduce Bruce Patrick. Unlike my distinguished colleague, Mr. Rollard, who needed three or four people to back him up with his presentation, I think Mr. Patrick alone can do this job, and I will rely upon Mr. Patrick's testimony. What we are proposing is at the Bayfront subdivision, which is located on County Road 279, known as Camp Arrowhead Road, an expansion of the 5.11 acre site, not the site itself, but the actual wastewater treatment plant, so that we can serve not only the Bayfront subdivision, but also the Herring Point subdivision. as I've pointed out to you, there is currently a certificate of public convenience and necessity which has been issued to Tidewater that allows it to serve Herring Point. The limiting factor of the particular plant that's located at Bayfront is the size of the wastewater treatment plant itself. It has a capacity to treat 54,000 gallons per day, and it has rapid infiltration basins which would be able to treat up to 250,000 gallons per day. There's a significant disparity against the ability to treat and the ability to dispose. If we were to look at a 300-gallon per day EDU, the RIBS would provide a limitation of no more than 833 equivalent dwelling units. We are not proposing to serve that many, although the capacity is there by way of disposal, and if the plant site were expanded, it is likewise possible at some later date. The proposed plant expansion, of course, is a plant that was previously approved as a part of the Bayfront subdivision. This particular application was filed in June of this year and was given expedited treatment because of its ability to serve the region with wastewater in an area where wastewater treatment is appropriate and is almost on an emergency basis as it relates to at least one subdivision in the area. I would draw your attention to our book, which contains many exhibits which have been referred to by Mr. Lane. I would point out, Mr. Cole, that unlike Mr. Willard's book, at the end of these proceedings, you'll be able to remove all of the contents and use them for your children's reports if they go to a school that requires bound reports, or Mr. Phillips for his daughters. I would also point that this book at tab 1B provides you with a chronological review of the County Engineering Department's activities on the approval of the original Bayfront wastewater treatment plant, and also tell you that there are no wetlands involved. If water supply is required, we believe we can find it at Tidewater. If on-site wastewater treatment is required, we believe the Tidewater can likewise treat that. And with your permission, I will turn the presentation over to Mr. Patrick for a brief presentation.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Bruce Patrick, the Vice President of Engineering with Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated. I'll just give a brief overview of what we're proposing. Tidewater Environmental Services is a public wastewater utility. We're regulated by the Public Service Commission for tariff, for franchise area, for service. We're regulated by DENREC for permit construction and permit compliance. We essentially build wastewater treatment plants. We own them, operate them. We're a wastewater utility, very similar to what we've done on the water side for many years. The purpose is to obtain a conditional use approval that would allow us to use our existing wastewater treatment and disposal site at Bayfront for purposes to serve other developments. Specifically, in the area of Bayfront and Herring Point are the two developments that we currently have contracts to serve. As Dennis has pointed out, we have a CPCN for Herring Point, and in Mr. Izzo's draft proposed Angola Neck District, he actually excluded Bayfront from that. There is capacity for 250,000 gallons per day in the rapid infiltration basins, and I'll talk about that capacity a little bit later. Just a brief chronology. In October of 2004, we received our DENREC construction permit to build the existing plant and disposal that exists at Bayfront today. November of 2004, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the Bayfront subdivision with the knowledge, the testimony, and the plan that there would be an on-site community wastewater system built at Bayfront. June of 2005, we received our building permit from Sussex County to construct the wastewater plant that exists today. And essentially a year, July 05 through June of 06, we constructed the facility at Bayfront that currently exists. Right now, just referring to the site plan that I have up, which is the immediate site plan of the treatment plant and the rapid infiltration basins, I won't go into a ton of detail on the plant, but it's essentially an activated sludge treatment process with Kubota membranes. Treats to a very high standard. It will meet all proposed TMDL and pollution control strategies that are out there. It treats to 555, 5 milligrams per liter of total nitrogen, BOD, and TSS. So it's a very, very high standard. It's a state-of-the-art treatment facility. The five rapid infiltration basins that are shown, they're essentially shallow basins that accept the treated water. One basin is dosed per day, and so essentially you dose one basin per day and you get a four-day rest cycle because there's five basins. There's been extensive soils work and hydrogeological work that's been done that have enabled the basins to be permitted and constructed. Essentially, the groundwater table in this area is greater than 12 foot below the surface to the seasonal high water table. The permeability rate averages 2.8 minutes per inch. We've actually run a very complex hydrogeological model that essentially simulates the basins being loaded, and it's determined that the basins can handle in excess of 250,000 gallons per day as compared to the two developments that we're currently proposing to serve, which are Herring Point and Bayfront. They total only about 100,000 gallons per day. Bayfront at 300 gallons per day would be 54,000 gallons, and Herring Point would be 51,000 gallons. We'll refer to the regional site plan. The two dark green communities, Bayfront and Herring Point, are the two that we're proposing right now to serve from the treatment facility. Both of those developments have gravity collection systems within them. There's a pumping station that would be constructed at Herring Point that would pump the wastewater over to the treatment facility at Bayfront. I showed some pictures of the existing plan.
Where's the existing sewage treatment on Herring Point, is it? The skinny one there, is there?
Herring Point, yeah. Is the proposed subdivision.
Oh, it's not built?
It's not built today, right? It's
the Herring Point is not built yet. I mean, we're proposing to essentially pump it over to Bayfront, build one plant instead of two.
It's been approved, Herring Point, or what is the status?
It's in the, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the final stages of the approval process. Right. Essentially, just looking at some of the pictures, I mean, the existing treatment facility at Bayfront is in the green building. It's a maintenance-style building. From the aerial photograph, you can see that the area is surrounded by trees. The existing facility is greater than 200 foot from any property line. And the expansion that we would do, the ribs already have the capability to handle 250,000 gallons per day. The expansion would, for the treatment process, would just be to build essentially mirror the existing building. You could put one on each side if need be.
Typically, when these, when the development that's got the existing wastewater collection, that was built to Ordinance 38?
That was built to Ordinance 38, yes.
So all the collection lines are county spec'd and everything else. Isn't typically what happens when the county comes out there with the with our county sewer system, then you mothball those systems and hook up to what we have? Is that typically what happens?
I don't think there is a typical, Mr. Cole.
Well, I agree with that in Sussex County. I've worked here long enough with these boys, and I agree with you 100%.
State law makes reference to the fact that if the county sanitary sewer system were to go into effect in this particular area, and any portions of the physical plant were incorporated into the new county sanitary sewer district, then the county would be obligated to compensate the owner of that system for the actual physical plant that it acquires. If you look at some of the historical implications of that, Rehoboth Mall, the system was not incorporated into West Rehoboth, therefore there was no compensation because the plant was failing, and I believe the Bayfront, give me the Hickman, not Hickman, but Bay Colony.
Right.
Bay Colony, the same situation also occurred because there was no incorporation of the actual physical plant. Assuming in your hypothetical that if this became the Angola Sanitary Sewer District and this plant were in operation and there was collection, wastewater treatment, disposal, facilities, lines, pump stations, and other apparatus in the area, and it was incorporated in the county system, the county would be obligated to pay.
The other difference is these are all being built under Senate Bill 99,
right,
where the others weren't. They will have to operate these under the Public Service Commission, with reserves. They have to go before the Public Service Commission for rates, reserves, and those others were not, didn't have those protections.
There is a significant difference between the way they're done under 99 and the way they were done under the, I don't want to use any names, but there is a, there was a private company that previously served a number of communities that have been acquired by the county. I think the county administrator is familiar with them. When those were acquired, those systems had failing. They were not under House Bill 99. They were not regulated the way these are regulated by the Public Service Commission, DNREC.
They were approved by DNREC, which is approved in this. The Public Service Commission aren't engineers. They just regulate.
DNREC would take care of the technical side of it. The Public Service Commission goes into rates, tariffs.
Well, in the past, they're the ones that made the mistakes. They've approved these little private systems, and they failed. Like Bay Colony was approved by DNREC, and it failed. Same with any of these others you cited. My concern is that we start having a lot of these, and this technology fails.
Well, I think that the significant difference between now and then, Mr. Cole, is whether or not the current company has better administrative skills and the management to do what it says it will do. And
they could sell it. They could sell it.
And I can suggest to you that I think Tidewater generally is a known company. It's owned by Middlesex. It has been in the utility business, whether it's water or wastewater, for a significant number of years. They have the ability.
Well, I understand their history. I'm just saying, I know Artesians run around buying companies, and I mean, they change names all the time, and they can change management. But my concern is you got rapid infiltration so close to the inland bays, and I thought our goal was to get the sewage and treatment away from the inland bays. And
50 foot. The new regulations, DENREC told us 50 feet is their new. They said the standards, they're standards that the county
I thought here in Sussex County we were trying to protect our inland bays, and we came in with the inland bays treatment facility, and it's quite a ways, and we're trying to get the effluent away from it.
Well, let me make this pitch to you, Mr. Cole, because I think one of the things that I would like for you to accept, and maybe the council in general, but if, in fact, you have a private wastewater treatment facility that's located in a subdivision which has the ability to serve other subdivisions, then the regionalization that you're talking about, which protects the inland bays, is available. It's through private enterprise, not through the county, but it is available. And the question is, do you want every subdivision to have its own separate wastewater treatment plant, or would you want regionalization through private?
I'd rather
at private utility.
I think
the pitches that I would like for you to accept from me is that if my client, whether it's Tidewater or even if it's Artesian, which is the brand X that we're talking about tonight, if any of those come in and say we can do five subdivisions, you're better off to have one company from one subdivision serving all of them than five smaller plants with the potential for the historic catastrophes that we've dealt with in the past. And I know Mr. Stickles, Mr. Baker, and I can speak personally about those if you'd like.
Well, right, okay, but there's just other problems. The county's been doing such a good job around the inland bays, and we basically had staked out this territory, and now to start selling, you know, letting these little private things go off, I don't know if that's in the best interest of the public, because the county's had a good history and a good record of keeping rates low. And not the private sector. I see, you know, always complaints about rates keep going up, and they don't have the same control. So I don't know. I kind of like the way things were going, and this is a new wrinkle when you've gone out and expanding and start bringing in these other ones. So.
Well, I think you're going to see more of it, and I think that at least in the case of my client.
DENREC passed the
Well, I know it's still our county, John. I don't care. I mean, you always complain about DENREC and everything what they do in Dover. I'm just thinking they rule. We had taken an approach to the inland bays as providing sewer service. We've bragged about it year after year. Well, and we've moved the sewage and the septic. So rapid infiltration 50 feet from the bay or 100 feet from the bay. I don't know how close this one is. I don't know if that's good.
Well, one of the things that I want you to also consider, Mr. Cole, is that my client does not want to be competing for service areas with the county engineering department, and I think that in the last week to 2 weeks we have seen a number of efforts being made by both the county and the private wastewater treatment community, if you will, to try to resolve any conflicting issues between them so that there is some seamless service for the customers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Millsboro.
Yeah.
We can't serve Millsboro from here. Mm-hmm. But we'll try if you let us.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Griffin?
Does that complete your presentation?
Only one other thing that I would like to say is that we have, as we have described for you, up to 833 EDUs of capacity, the limiting factor being the rapid infiltration basins, the opportunity for us to serve Herring Point, additional lands of Bay Rose, which are the people that own where we are now, Bayfront, or if it ever came to pass that the woods at Herring Creek were interested in being served by Tidewater, we will, if you grant this, have the capacity to do that at this particular site without doing too much more.
Yeah, I think I would just add to that, we actually met with Mike Izzo yesterday, and he seemed interested, even if it were for a temporary solution, to help with woods on Herring Creek.
Right. I was going to ask, if you would take, can you take this down?
No.
Highlighter.
Right. And no, I want to see the map. Right. I want to see the woods on Herring Creek. I think it doesn't show better on this one. Right. You can see the woods on Herring Creek. There's.
I can't. My glasses aren't that good. Just point to the.
Point to it. Will you?
That one right there. Right.
The woods on Herring Creek is literally 200 feet away.
There is the possibility of doing a temporary connection, the woods on Herring Creek, instead of the pumping. Every time you pump out, you always have the possibility of having a spill. And there's the possibility of doing a temporary connection while it's being built. And this could be a short-term fix.
We talked to Mike about it yesterday, and essentially it's about 200 foot of pipe. There's an existing dosing chamber right at the entrance that could be used as a pumping station.
We met
Mike yesterday, and the existing dosing chamber at the Woods on Herring Creek is right at the end of the driveway, and it could be retrofitted very easily with a couple hundred feet of pipe to serve as an interim solution to the Woods on Herring Creek, and he seemed very amenable to that.
You're going to look at whatever is the most cost-effective way in the short term.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, that would conclude our presentation on behalf of the applicant.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to this application or who has a question or concern regarding this application? Yes.
My name is Lee Lindsay, and I live at the Woods on Herring Creek. I don't have a complaint or I don't have a pro or con for this, but I'd like to comment that we've been working a lot with the county in getting a sewer system down there, and this is the first that I had heard that I've talked to Jerry Esposito about the possibility of a temporary hookup. This is the first time that I've heard that the county said that might be a good thing, that Mike Izzo has said that. I think, speaking for myself, I am with the sewer, with the people that run the sewer for the Woods on Herring Creek, but speaking for myself, I heard the county say it'll be 2010 before we really get a system down there. If we could hook up at a cost that we could afford, I would be for it. That's just on a temporary basis, because even though we pump out our tanks on a daily basis, we still have a mess, because what's left gets pumped to our fields that are bad. So if we didn't have anything going to those fields, we'd have a heck of a resolution. So I would support that, and I just want to speak in those terms. There may be people in our community who wouldn't support that, but I can see that as the best alternative for a 4-year period until the county gets down there. And that's all I really had to say. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to be recognized? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized.
Okay.
It's your pleasure, gentlemen.
Defer, right?
Got to defer.
Yep. Mr. Cole, that's your cue.
Make a motion, we defer.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
For at least a year.
Motion to defer. Do you want to second that motion? You want to review that at least a year?
No, that was just...
Make a motion that we only defer on conditional use number 1696 by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Here lies.
Next item.
That's it.
See.
We'll put it on.
Motion to adjourn, gentlemen.
So moved.
Wait. Hold on a minute. What do you think? Hold on a minute. I have. Okay. All right. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, to adjourn at 9:50 p.m. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Both same time.
Aye.
Aye.